Thank you.
To my pastor.
Yes.
Missionary.
Thank you, Jesus.
Friend. Truly, I want to thank the Lord this morning for Jesus. Truly, I want to thank you for what he is to me right now and what he is to others.
Yes.
I want to thank you for how you watched over me last night while I was struggling.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Let me rise this morning clothed in my right
hand. Oh, yes.
I'm thanking him right now for the blood still running on me.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for being out in the house of worship.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. After being here, you found a good and good and sanctified.
Thank
God
you.
God, the Holy Ghost and find have a sweet mind of with Jesus.
Yes.
And I desire your prayer, they're praying with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
My testimony is going for each and every one to testify their life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Live without you. That is why.
Yes.
So when he come in this morning, company of one, I said, wait a minute. He said he couldn't make it, but I want to say we thank God for
him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank God for these two men too. And Catherine, she belongs here. She did come sometimes. So she can't make it, but we're glad for all of
them. Amen.
Between Crescent and CBM, that's why I hope he doesn't have to. But they don't know.
for being here today. Thank you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. How you have blessed and kept me up until this present hour. It's time I'm converted. After being converted, I'm sanctified. It's the power of the divine Holy Ghost. Have a mind placed in me to go on with Jesus. I desire your prayer. Really, I want to say we thank God for us being here today, which is the first Sunday in May. And the Lord has been so good to us. He has blessed us to assemble ourselves here in the house of prayer. And truly, we know today is our pastoral day. So let us see our secretary for your tithe, Sister Reed. Anyone having an offering, you may come forward. And David, the Lord have blessed you. You know, we omit our Sunday school this morning, but we usually live for offering in Sunday school. So let us give where the Lord bless us, please. Right there we go.
attend the maintenance service in the hands of the pastor, Ella Corbett. Let us say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, this morning when I got it.
Honor the Lord for being here today.
Thank the Lord.
We do had given me 2 minutes, I would have been outside and I wouldn't have heard the phone. But then he called and started talking, and he said, you know, we, and he was telling me, it's a good thing that I did have to stop by his house. Got to be in Gainesville on the 8th. That's Thursday. I said, well, that's Thursday. He was saying it was the next Thursday, and so I went by and I read the letter, and sure enough, it is the next Thursday, the 15th. So we would have been going to Gainesville on this Thursday. And that's why we were late. And about 10 o'clock, I said, I want to call Sister T and tell her to go on. But by that time, I said, so she's already at home anyway. And, you know, we just came on. And we were fiddling around there with him until now. And he has a lot of pressures on him at this time. And it comes from a lot of different things. Work to be done on the property in Orlando, basically. And we, I guess he was trying to get me to help him get a commitment to pay the architectural firm $15 an hour for work that they do. And we were getting ready to do that. And then City Commission had meetings and we got the minutes of those for the land down there. And so everything came up at one time. And he was just late. Yes. But God bless us to be here now. And I'm looking out and seeing you, and I'm glad that you are here.
Amen.
I think you called her Kathy.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Good. We're just glad to have you.
Yes.
I think it's been, you know, a few weeks since I've seen you, and I would like for them not to be that long in between, you know.
Amen.
Come on back and be with us.
Amen.
You know, make up your mind, you know, that we'll come there, you know, be here with us every week.
Yes.
I heard Sister B say you belong to us. I'll just tell, you know, your grandmother is our sister church mother.
Yes.
Just come on down and, you know, take over and be a part of us.
That's right.
I guess if I say this, you know, I know you call her Sister Dolores and all that. I've been calling her sister so long
ago. Right.
I guess I'll just keep saying sister.
Amen.
We're glad you're here.
Amen.
Amen. We're glad you're here.
Yes.
Come on back anytime.
That's right.
All the time if you want to. We don't care.
Right.
We're glad to have you. And Brother B, Sister T had told me that you would be here, and we're glad you're here. Take all you want, and you know, let everybody hear what it sounds like.
Amen.
Amen. We don't mind.
Yes.
We're just happy that God has blessed us all to be here and blessed us in the health and strength
yes.
we enjoy.
Amen.
I sat and listened to the songs you were singing this morning, and and although that is exactly what I want to talk entirely about, I wrote them down. I was writing while you were talking. I was writing. I was writing down your songs. I didn't get the first one Sister Jenkins sang because I was doing something else at the time. Jesus lifted me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was. Jesus lifted me.
Yeah.
Isn't it grand to know that Jesus? And wait a minute, let me tell you something. Do you know that Jesus lifted you? Somebody lifted you.
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
When he lifts you,
yes.
And he puts you up,
yes.
Nobody can put you down.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus lifted me.
Yes, he did.
And then you say, won't it be grand?
Mm-hmm.
Won't it be grand?
Yes.
Just think about it.
Won't it
be great?
Yes.
Amen. But then there's another one that I heard. He's real.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is real to me.
Yes.
You know, I think it's Coca-Cola says something about the real thing.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. When you get a touch of Jesus, you got the real thing.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't no fake, no substitute, no artificial, nothing. You know what? You can buy you some artificial sugar, some salt substitute.
That's right.
You know, you can even buy shoes with leather that ain't leather. And if you read the paper the other day, they were talking about putting on some gasohol, which means if you're driving your car on something that isn't fuel gasoline.
That's right. That's what this is.
Oh, yes, it is. You know, you got... Let me take my time to tell you something.
Yes.
Do you know, when at the beginning of World War II, women wore silk stockings. And they thought they were something big, you know. They had to have some silk stockings.
Yes.
And then one Sunday morning, Japan, you know, got started acting funny. And we were getting a lot of our silk from there. And we stopped getting that silk. And somebody came up and started making something else, nylons. And you know what? It got so good, the little women didn't go back to those silk stockings. Now they look for those nylons.
Yeah.
So sometimes the substitute is what they start looking for. But let me tell you something. I heard you when you say Jesus is the real thing.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes.
And when you got him, you got the real thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You don't go and make up no cake mix here. No, it's from scratch. Amen.
Well, it's all right, preacher.
And then after knowing he's the real thing, and you were singing these things around too, because then you said everybody ought to praise God.
Yes.
Knowing that he's the real thing, you ought to praise him.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's the real thing that gives you the power and the strength to sit at his throne. Yes. You ought to praise him.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. You know the devil can't praise the Lord?
Nope.
He can yank out his mouth and everything. But the Lord lives in the praises of the saints. You know, just tell him thank you.
Thank you.
You see, and when you praise him,
yes,
he blesses you.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So everybody ought to praise him. And then, you went ahead and said, what do you want the Lord to say? Now, you went ahead and you asked the question, and then you answered it.
Yes.
You say, now I want to say it slow and easy here. You say, what do you want the Lord to say?
Mm-hmm.
And then you answered it and said, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. I believe that God is God and God can't lie. So in order for him to say, my good and faithful servant, you got to be good and faithful.
Amen.
Yes.
And then you say, I can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
You know you can't do nothing without him?
Nothing.
I want to tell you something. I want you to hear me now.
Thank you.
Do you know, saints, you can't live holy without him?
No.
You know that?
Amen.
Do you know why you live right? Because Christ within gives you the power to overcome.
Amen.
Yes.
If he would take away his power right now, all of us would just, right now. And then you run on and say, thank you, Lord. That was the choir singing that. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you for waking me this morning.
Yes,
you know, you had your clock set, I know, and the alarm went off, bang, and you woke up, and somebody probably woke up and hit the clock and knocked it down and went back to sleep. But I want to let you know something right now.
Yes.
That clock didn't wake you.
No.
No.
Now, if you think that clock woke you up this morning, you think of all of those people who had long automobile carried off and their clock went on